Attorney General Zeller describes his role in the coalition as a force multiplier, facilitating efforts between groups such as the State Board of Accounts and the Association of Indiana Counties, along with local government leaders, to educate and train public officials and employees on best practices for handling taxpayer dollars. Paul Joyce is the state examiner with the State Board of Accounts, the agency responsible for auditing state and local government. He says the coalition's emphasis on training is important because many cases of public corruption can be solved through education.
The ethical guidelines go beyond what legal law says. So I think letting them know what their peers are expecting of them, what their community expects of them.
Zeller says the coalition will work with those on the ground in local government to fuel better ideas and share them. He says, for example, larger cities are required to have two signatories on all checks, but that requirement doesn't extend to smaller municipalities.
You've now allowed one person to write the check, cash the check, and account for those funds.
Zeller says the coalition will discuss making training mandatory statewide, as well as legislative avenues to further address public corruption, though he says it's important that solutions are developed with local government officials rather than have edicts handed down to them from the state level. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.